Perfect. Okay, this is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Ventana Resort Village PID, scheduled for 2 o'clock today. I'm Matt Entz from Snow Jensen and Reese. I want to excuse Michael Jensen. He was going to run this meeting today and contacted me, has some kind of a family emergency. So hopefully it's not too serious, but we're covering for him today. We do have a full complement of our board members today, and wanted to for the recording just get everybody's name on the record. So, board, do you want to start and maybe call out your names for the recording?
Stephanie Nast, PID Secretary.
Steve Last.
Kevin Anderson.
Thanks, Devin. And I heard Steve as well. Steve yeah. Last got all of our board members. Everyone else like to go ahead. Everyone that's on the call.
David Hutchison, CLA.
Mark Anderson, Zions Public Finance.
Hi, Mark.
Daly with Gilmore Bell.
Thanks,
Kara Carr with DA Davidson.
Thanks, Kira.
Kim Casey with Ballard Spar.
Thank you, Kim.
And I'm Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Okay, thank you very much. Jennifer and I are actually both at the location of the anchor location of the meeting at our offices. And there's no members of the public present currently at our office for the meeting. So we will skip over the public comment section of the agenda and move into the consent items today. Board, we want to consider approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting, which was held April 25th. Jennifer had circulated those. If you have any questions, we can discuss those, but we'd also entertain a motion to approve the minutes unless there's questions.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from our last board meeting. What's the April 25th?
24th? I second that.
Hey, thanks. That was a motion by Steve and a second by Devin. Board, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Steve, you may have said I didn't hear an aye.
Aye.
Sorry, get on the recording. Okay, that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving into our action items, we have a couple of items on the agenda related to potential reimbursement for improvements, public improvements to be made on the site of the project. And so we'll dive into these. Item number one is resolution 2024-03, a resolution of the board declaring its intention to reimburse itself for expenditures incurred in connection with the public improvements and all related improvements with proceeds of the bonds. This is a resolution. Let me see if I can share it on my screen here real quick. Just give me a second. Okay. There we go. So this is a resolution meant to accomplish the objective of the district establishing its intent to reimburse for public improvements. As we discussed in some of our recent working group meetings, I know Steve and your development team you're ready to go ahead and put some significant capital into the property improvements. And so the purpose of this resolution is to basically establish the district's intent to reimburse for those costs to the extent that they're eligible under the bonds. It's a very it's a straightforward resolution. There is a place here for an initial reimbursement to be provided. I don't think we're to the point where we know what that initial reimbursement would be, but correct me if I'm wrong on that. And so we've left that blank. That right? Okay. And then my understanding is that we're anticipating potential for around $8 million in infrastructure costs prior to the bonds being issued.
I don't know that it will be that much before the bonds are issued, but possibly.
Okay. And that's just a catch-all number. It's
gotcha.
Not meant to be, you know, precise. So, so anyone have any questions about this? It's fairly straightforward. We have Adam on from Gilmore and Bell. If there's any questions about the, you know, the relationship of this to the bonds, essentially this satisfies a requirement in the IRS regulations that an intent to reimburse has to be established. So if there's no questions, I entertain a motion from the board to approve this resolution, and you can just refer to the resolution by number if you'd like, 2024-03.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 2024-03.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Stephanie, and we'll take that second from Steve. Any questions on the motion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that was unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda, we have a couple of related matters. They're listed on the agenda as resolutions, but I don't think we've actually prepared resolutions for these. We're basically approving two agreements which are related to reimbursements on the project. One is what's referred to as an infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement, and one is an administrative reimbursement agreement. I'll pull up the first here. And get the right one. Okay, here we go. This is the Infrastructure Acquisition and Reimbursement Agreement. Let me just real briefly talk through what the purpose of this agreement is. The idea is that as infrastructure is constructed, there will be obviously a cost associated with that. That cost, that infrastructure may be completed either with the developer actually putting capital into the completion of those improvements or with contracts with third parties. This agreement is meant to capture all of that and to establish a system by which the district can reimburse for those costs once the bonds are issued. And so this agreement will not have any effect until the bonds are issued, but once the bonds are issued, this will establish the procedure for those reimbursements to happen. And so the agreement talks about, you know, certified district eligible costs that are eligible for reimbursement under the bonds. It talks about how those costs can be either reimbursed to the developer if the developer has already paid those costs, or if a third party needs to be paid for work on eligible district improvements, then that third party can be paid directly instead. It talks about the certification for those costs. Basically, there's two forms of certification that are required for any infrastructure costs, and this agreement provides the procedure for those certifications to be obtained. One is a certification from a licensed engineer, and that licensed engineer can either be a project engineer or a third-party engineer, which is, in either case, is certifying costs on behalf of the district, certify that they're appropriate, that that the value of the improvements reflects the costs that are sought to be reimbursed. And then the final certification that takes place is by the accountant, which is also part of the process as well. And we have David from CLA on. Dave, I don't know if you have any comments you want to make about the cost certification process from the accounting perspective.
Do these cost certifications usually go to the engineer first and then they come to us afterwards?
Yeah, typically that's the procedure. Usually, and I'll show you I think I have here the form that we use for the developer or a third party to request payment. It actually includes an engineer's certification right on the form. And then once that's all completed and submitted to to the bond trustee, that it would be copied to CLA as well. So that's the procedure that we've generally used in the past.
So yeah, we'll account for these things as they occur and get those entered into the books and get them ready for quarterly financials and other reports that are provided to you guys.
Yep. And then here's the language on the accountant's cost certification. Just says that the district's accountant will certify costs, review the invoices and certify costs not less frequently than quarterly as part of the quarterly financial statement preparation. So that's the key provisions. There's several exhibits to this agreement, which will need to be attached. One is the form for application of payment. In other words, either the developer who needs to be reimbursed or a third party who needs to be paid directly will sign an application for payment of district eligible costs. Like we said, the engineer will also sign that as well to certify those costs. I can show you that form in a second. This is obviously just placeholder for now, but there's place for an exhibit to describe the public infrastructure that is to be considered certified as district eligible. And generally what we'll attach here is an engineer's estimate of the public improvement costs. And then finally, there's an exhibit here for basically a description of the public infrastructure that the developer is committing to provide on the project. And that could be in a couple of different forms. Sometimes we've attached, if there's a map provided that shows the infrastructure that's going to be constructed, sometimes we'll use that. But anyway, we will finalize those things after the fact, but generally just want to get the board to approve the form of the agreement so that we can pull all of that together. So let me go real briefly to the reimbursement form, or the application form. Well, I thought I had it here. I guess I don't have it at hand. So let me do this. Let's
share if you'd like.
You have it in front of you, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. We can talk about that as well. Sorry. So let's go ahead and change gears to that. And I apologize. I only had a few minutes to pull this together with Michael having to step away. So let's talk about this since David has this pulled up. The administrative funding and reimbursement agreement is similar to the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement that we just looked at, except the major difference is where the previous agreement is meant to address reimbursement and payment for actual public infrastructure that's constructed or dedicated to a public entity. This agreement is actually between the developer and the district to provide an opportunity for the developer to be reimbursed for any administrative costs that the developer bears for the district. So when we're talking about administrative costs of the district, we're talking about accounting, we're talking about legal costs, we're talking about annual audits, we're talking about the district's insurance policy. Potentially, we're talking about if the district secures an independent engineer to help with cost certifications, that could also apply. I feel like there's one category that I'm forgetting, but those are all examples of district administrative costs that are going to be ongoing costs for the district even after the bonds are issued. And so there may be a period of time where the district does not have on its own the revenue to pay those costs. And so this agreement provides that the developer can step in and cover those costs for the district, and they'll be treated as a loan from the developer to the district. And you'll see there in that section one, it provides that the loan amount can be not to exceed $500,000, which is well above what we would ever anticipate would be needed. Just to give you a sense, you know, we probably would anticipate that district administrative costs on an annual basis are probably in the range of $50,000 to $60,000 when you include all those things that I listed. So if the developer had to cover those costs for a couple of years, we're talking about, you know, maybe $100,000 at the most. But the idea is whatever the developer covers, be treated as a loan. It would be, there would be an interest rate applied, which is a little further down in the agreement. And I think we have right now probably just a placeholder of a 6% interest rate. The obligation can be converted to a promissory note at any time at the request of the developer, so that it becomes a negotiable instrument. And then it provides for a maximum repayment term of 30 years, which, you know, we would anticipate that would be well more than would be needed. The idea being this is to fill a gap until such time as the district can cover its own administrative costs based on income that's coming in from, you know, property taxes and or assessments, whatever that revenue stream is going to be, and then would also have the opportunity to repay to the developer anything that the developer had covered before that date. So anyway, that's the very short version. These two agreements are what's before you today, Board: the infrastructure reimbursement agreement and the administrative reimbursement agreement. Happy to field any questions if anybody has some.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. If no questions, these are listed as separate items on the agenda, but I'm not opposed if you want to take a single action and just do a motion to approve both agreements. I think that would be fine.
Sorry, Matt. So I'm going to recommend I make the motion to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. And the second agreement was the developer reimbursement agreement. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's called the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. So,
okay. I make a motion to approve the infrastructure and acquisition reimbursement agreement, as well as the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
Okay, perfect. We have a second.
I second that.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, Board, all in favor?
Aye.
And that, aye. That sounded unanimous to me. Thank you. Going back to our agenda, I believe that's all we had on the agenda today. So unless there's anything else, Board, that you wanted to bring before the body of the Board for discussion, we would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.